Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Howdy, howdy. Here from Texas. It's Elisa here. We've got two very special guests, along with Eric, of course. We have Ryan Adragna. Hi, Ryan.
And hi, how are you?
He's going to read some of you guys' energy. And we also have Jennifer Doran, our medium today. Do you want to start out, Ryan, just saying what kind of things you do, all the tricks in your tool bag?
Well, I can try. I'm a spiritual energy healer. I channel the higher frequencies of the spirit realm, starting from the seventh element.
Cut out. Ryan?
Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hello?
I can still hear you.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me, Ryan?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but we've lost Elisa.
Oh. Uh-oh. Weird.
Yes. I'm not sure what to do at this point.
Yeah, I don't know, because she runs the board, right?
Yeah, I'm not. We might be on the radio still, for all I know.
She could be.
So if we are, hi everybody.
but she's the conductor of the orchestra. So okay.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not sure what
I got booted up. There. I got booted off. Eric. Sorry. Okay. So where are we? Are you done getting your spiel?
Well, no, I was just going to say I'm just a ditch digger. I don't know what I am.
I have been a ditch digger lately in the garden, digging up all these big river rocks and washing them off and putting them down. So, oh, my God. All sorts
yeah,
of fun.
Well,
all right, you want to start reading energy of callers? And then Jennifer will let you say all sorts of stuff at the end as far as how to contact you for all sorts of things.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Let's take our first caller, the 910 area code. Hi there. How are you? Is this Belinda?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Belinda. I recognize your number now. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's awesome. So, Ryan, take a stab at reading Belinda's energy.
Hey, Belinda, how's it going?
It's going good, thank you.
Good. Did you have any questions from a spirituality standpoint? What's going on in your life right now, by chance?
I had a question about a dream.
Okay.
maybe that will help Ryan.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Are you there,
it was a white light, and it just kept getting brighter and brighter, and to the brightest, it was almost like a jolt. It woke me up. It shook me so hard.
Well, don't go into the light yet, Belinda.
Can I chime in?
Yes,
So, hey, Belinda, I'm opening your energy fields here right now. What I can tell you is this, your sixth chakra is starting to activate and starting to open up, and that's most prominent when you're dreaming, because when we all dream, we all leave our bodies, okay? Most of us go to the fourth dimension, which we currently are residing in the third dimension. We usually go to the fourth dimension, sometimes higher if we want to go back to school on the other side, but right now what you're seeing is, no, you're not dying. It's just that because I'm in your energy field right now. That sounds kind of kinky. Sorry about that. But you're sorry about that. My sixth chakra is burning up right now, which means yours is opening very, very hard, and that's what you're experiencing right now. I'm looking through your physical plane. I don't feel anything going on in your body that's alarming. Your emotional being, I'm picking up a little bit of old depression, but that's not earth shattering. You've already taken care of that from a previous life. emotional now. This is mostly spiritual for you. Where
that's so cool.
Your angels and guides want you to explore your mediumship abilities, which, quite frankly, you've been ignoring.
Ooh.
So,
okay, Jennifer, you and Eric want to chime in?
Yeah, so actually, along the same lines, that was what Eric is saying is that was one of your guides actually trying to make contact with you, trying to communicate with you while you're in the sleep state. It's sometimes easier for them to come to us when we're asleep because it shuts down that part of our mind that doesn't want to explore this. So the white light, that was just the energy of the guide, and that jolt was when your energy is kind of connected, and it took you right up out of it.
What's the guide's name? Yeah, you must have. Hey, do you have a name for the guide? Eric, do you know the guide's name?
This is a male energy, and he is there to help open up the spiritual connection, the mediumship. Give me just a second with the name.
Names are hard.
Randolph. So you can refer to him as Randolph.
Okay.
All right, Belinda.
The energy made me feel good, though. I felt good.
Yeah. Well, ask him to come back. Yeah, say, come on, Randolph. Bring it on. All right.
I will. Thank you.
Bye. It's amazing when I already remember her number. All right, so we got somebody from the 321 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. Well, let's see if Ryan can get... Oh, what's your name, your first name?
My name is Jill.
Oh, okay, Jill. Let's see if Ryan can... and, of course, you can ask a question of Eric, too, but let's see if Ryan can start out by reading your energy. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fine.
I usually like to cheat here and ask what your question is, but I'm going to take a swing here with a golf ball. I hope I get a hole in one. picking up, scanning your energy fields here, I'm picking up a little bit of uneasiness in your sacral chakra going up to your solar plex chakra, which is your second to third chakra. A little bit of, they're not spinning as they should, a little bit of a I'm going to translate that from a spiritual to a physical perspective, which means a little bit of, not irritable bowel syndrome, but a little bit of a heartburn, maybe a little bit of a stomach ache, chronic. There's something going on that you're uneasy with, and it's translating down to your gut. I don't know if that makes sense with you so far or not.
That's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to dig deeper here. I'm tapping into my spirit team. Come on, you guys are lightning fast here. Please help me out. Job.
Well, we can ask Eric too, if you want.
May I ask Joe? Do you have a specific question to help me kind of drill down on this a little bit?
Sure. I actually have a question about love.
Oh.
Don't we all? Ooh, go for it.
Yeah.
So I just want some, I was wondering if you could give me some insight into my love interest and kind of how to move things forward and maybe where he's at. Things like that.
That explains it. You want that white picket fence in the house. That's what they're telling me.
Yeah.
I got the instant vision of a white picket fence in a house with a swing set in the backyard with a couple of kids. That's where that's coming from.
Mm.
I didn't mean to cheat on that question, but I cheated on that question. Sorry about that. Jill, that's where that's coming
Eric.
From.
Eric, do you want to answer about her love interest?
What he's saying is that the timing is not quite right. Not that this is not the right person, but the timing is not quite right. It's like it is a slower progression here. So he's kind of like just take a deep breath, relax. I do feel the anxiety. There's an anxiety to push this quicker. And we just have to ride it out. He says, you just got to ride it out. Like, be cool. Just ride it out. See where it goes. Because there is potential here.
Well, what can she do? What should she do besides writing it out? Because that sounds awfully boring.
It does, but see, it does. But unfortunately, when we are subject to somebody else's free will, you know, when our minds are in one place and the other person still has their free will, there's really nothing we can do and except for wait till they kind of catch up to where we're at.
Okay, so really what she needs to do is learn Sylvan mind control. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hypnotize him into loving you.
Yes. Yeah, but I there is potential here. He says there is potential here. And he's also one that there's a lot more going on in his head than what he shares with you. Do you understand that?
Sure. Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about what's going on in his head?
Yeah, maybe help him open up.
He has plans in his head of like ideas of the timing of things that should happen and when they should happen, but like outwardly he's not very expressive about that. But he's thinking, his thoughts are along this path, as far as a relationship with you. So it really is just wait for him to bring it to you. I know it's boring and it's not proactive, but. Right now, it's your best bet.
Well, what kind of time frame? I mean, of course, free will makes this very difficult and maybe impossible.
Yeah, free will does make it difficult. Yeah, it does. Free will makes this pretty difficult. But I, for the time I'm not getting a frame. I don't feel like this is going to be years. But right now, you just got to wait. Sorry. I know. It's so boring. I wish I could tell you, but it's just not what I'm getting.
I know, but here's what I did with my husband, okay? I was finishing up my internal medicine residency, right? And so
yes,
I was going to
yes.
be moving back to Houston and taking over my parents' practice. And, you know, he was a flight instructor making $400 a month, yes. And I said, I eventually just had to say, hey, so what's the deal? Are we going to get married? No. I said, are we going to get engaged? And he said, oh, yeah, okay. And then he went to work the next day and said, guess what, everybody, I'm engaged. Of course, he could hardly speak English at that point, so he was a major ESL problem. He thought engagement means just going steady until his boss's wife said, oh, when's the date? And he goes, oh, shit. Oh, well, okay. So that was it. 6 months after we met, we got married. But
wow. I have a professional relationship with this person, and what I'm thinking about is leaving that professional relationship to kind of, I mean, the professional relationship has gotten to a point where we're both kind of aware that we're just continuing the professional relationship to give us an excuse to continue seeing each other. Like the last time I saw him, he just made up a reason, like he kind of fabricated a reason for us to have to continue seeing each other, like, every 6 weeks or so.
Oh my God.
Right, which was totally obvious to me. But so what I'm thinking is that next month I might just say, listen, like, I am just going to leave the professional relationship. If you want to continue, like, having, you know, like, if you want to, like, be friends and, like, have a personal relationship, then we can do that. But I'm not going to continue this professional.
Oh.
Like, what will happen
if I do that? Don't say friends. Just say personal relationship.
Yeah,
you don't want to get in the friend
zone.
Don't
say friend.
Because then he's going to
see want to friend zone him.
No, exactly.
Hey, Joe, I have some remedies for you real quick.
Okay, yeah, please.
Ground yourself. You're failing to do that. You need to do that. Go out and hug a big oak tree. I also picked up on some severe back and muscle pains in my jaw. My jaw was a little jacked up. I failed to mention that about 4 minutes ago. Your throat chakra was a little clogged. I also need you to take some Epsom salt baths on a couple times on a weekly basis to clear out the negative energy. So, or else they will manifest into something physical and not something very pleasant for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Ryan, that's right on the money.
All right, well, I hope that helps you. And, call back and, you know, if you want, and we'll, or if you need, want a session with Ryan or Jennifer, you know, they'll give their websites at the end. But thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks so much.
You betcha.
Bye.
And a shout out to liveparanormal.com. Thank you so much for letting us do what we do. All righty, let's see here. Take one from the 407 area code. Hi there. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
Sue, how are you?
I'm good, Sue. How are you doing?
I am good today.
Hi, good. Sue.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi.
So let's see if you can ask a question, and then we'll get Ryan and Eric / Jennifer to tag team.
Oh, okay. Is my daughter going to get an internet job? She does not want to leave her baby.
Yes.
Would she have to get? What do you mean internet job? You mean stay at home type thing?
Yes. She's
okay.
And
oh,
does
okay.
not want to. We tried it for a week and it didn't go too well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What did you try for a week?
Summer school.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
She tried to go back to work, and it just, the baby missed her mom.
Oh.
I had her. I watched her. But
yeah.
She really wants to work at home.
Yeah.
Yes, she will. She'll be able to find a job. Is she trying to teach online?
Yes, through
okay. She just needs
Florida
to keep looking.
Virtual school.
Yep. She just needs to keep looking. She'll find something.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
my question.
Another good school is Laurel Springs in Ojai, California. They do online stuff for homeschoolers. Laurel Springs.
Oh, do they?
It's like
wow.
grade kindergarten through high school, I think.
Oh,
so Ryan,
okay.
what do you have
she
to?
She can teach.
Yeah.
Through college too. I gotta write this
down.
Ooh.
Yeah. So just real quick here, I can't for your daughter because I'm not connected to her telepathically, but I can speak to you because I'm hearing your voice. I know your first name. What I can tell you is that your energies right now are very melancholy, and I'm picking up sadness from you. What you need to understand, or as any parent to a daughter or a son needs to understand, and I'm the same way too, is that the sadness is you want the best for your kid, and you're not quite too happy with what she's doing right now, but you got to kind of bite your tongue. As long as she's happy, she can be the ditch digger.
I know the feeling, man. It's so hard to watch your kids raise their kids.
Mm. Right. Yeah, it is. And I try to mind my business. I did the best I could, and I don't say anything.
You know,
about.
No, I do, and it's gotten me into a world of trouble, girl. Don't do it.
A friend of mine is a millionaire, and he's absolutely miserable. The other neighbor of mine is a janitor, and he's absolutely happy. One guy makes $40,000 a year as a janitor. The other guy has five houses, and every time I see him, he's stalking around. He's pissing and moaning. He's crying. He's upset. I'm like,
why?
No, so
yeah,
so
money
this
doesn't buy happiness.
Yeah, but this is true. I recommend that you just say, and let her energies go and be happy and just relax from the divinity
I'm
of milk.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, well, it takes a
lot of
time. That's why I'm here. This is a lesson.
A lot of life issues.
Yeah. Well, as Eric would say, this is a contract for you or something that you signed up for to experience and go through. And I think you're working through it.
I signed up for way too much this year.
Honey, you are preaching to the choir. I do understand that. Well, okay, all the best to you.
Can I tell you one thing, though, about your CBD oil and your weed? You know what Eric talks about? 100% true. My younger son just got out of Moffitt for major liver resection. And he couldn't wait. I'll tell you, he'd rather do his weed than take the pills.
Yeah.
And be on morphine.
Yeah. Yeah, oh no. It's much safer
so,
than getting hooked to oxygen.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go to jail.
Oh,
or him.
I know. Oh, yeah. But all
thank
right.
you
well,
so much.
You
and
bet.
You have a great night.
You bye, too.
All thanks right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I picked up on melancholy, too. It's weird. All right, let's take somebody from the 858 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi. This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello?
We got another
hey,
Jennifer.
Hey, I can't believe I'm on. I can't believe I'm on. This is exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Well, what question do you have for Eric/Jennifer and Ryan?
Well, I have been trying very, very hard to get in touch with my spiritual side, my guides, everybody. I'm not getting it. I'm trying everything I can to get through. And I've been under a lot of stress because of some, you know, buying and selling a house, that sort of thing. And then I also have a neurological disease that I do take a medication for, but I only take it at night. And so I'm wondering if there's something that is causing a blockage where I'm not able to
communicate. Ooh, that's a good one for Ryan. Yeah. What do you see, Ryan?
Hey, Jennifer, this is a no-brainer for me. I've worked on many customers of mine. I'm not trying to be egotistical here, but don't take this the wrong way. I'm not trying to be a nigga-nelly, but you're blocking yourself. You're trying too hard.
I'm blocking myself?
Yes. What you're doing is you're going to the backyard, you see that tree, and you're taking a sledgehammer saying, I'm going to cut the tree down. Well, 3 million years later, the tree isn't cut down, but it's bent to hell. You got to use the right tool. You got to use the right tool. But
so I need some of the marijuana?
There's an old friend, Audie Heron, Lisa knows him, and he was very good as an energy healer, which is I am. You need an energy healer to open up your sixth chakra, because you're trying too hard, and it's like the more frustrated you get, the slower it's gonna be. You just need to say oosa and let it ebb and flow.
Oosa, oosa.
I hate to be a negative Nelly, but you are blocking yourself because you want it so bad. You want it so bad.
Does her neurological condition or the medication she's on have anything to do with it?
Okay, what I'm getting from Eric is actually it's not so much the neurological or the medication, but that you live so much up in your head with your thoughts. You overthink. You overthink things. You overanalyze. He says you get it in there and you just overprocess and you overthink. And he says you are actually getting some signs. You are getting some stuff through, but you're so busy thinking about it that you're missing it. He says it just goes right by her and she doesn't notice it. So even though you don't feel the connection is still there, okay?
Okay.
He says, stop thinking, stop overthinking it.
It's so hard. Okay. It's like saying, don't stop thinking about the blue elephant, a blue elephant or whatever. Eric,
you're blocking yourself. You're overthinking. You're overanalyzing.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Eric, maybe you can help her. And Ryan, maybe you guys should connect so that Brian can help you. And what kind of neurological, do you mind me asking what neurological disease you have?
No,
you don't have to say.
Oh, no, I'm happy to. It's a very, very rare variant of ALS.
Okay.
It's like winning the jackpot, you know, the lottery of horrible diseases because my variant is very slow.
But it causes
a lot of fatigue and stuff. You know, so
you should look into low dose naltrexone. I know that they use it for ALS.
A lot of people have tried that. I don't know if my neurologist would prescribe it or not. Every time she tries to prescribe something for me, it's no good. But I think I'll look into that. And I would love to come to the.
Oh, I wish you could. But you could look up, find an LDN doctor online, and they can prescribe it by telemedicine. So the cheapest way is to get your doctor to give you real naltrexone 50 milligram tablets so you can make it yourself for like less than a penny a day. But, you know, some people actually resort to saying, I want help with curtailing my alcohol, so give me some naltrexone.
Yeah.
And then they'll make it. But anyway, all right, so look into that. Do your research on your disease, well, at least ALS, because yours, if it's that rare, they might not have any trials on that. But if it's similar to ALS, probably has the same pathophysiology.
Yeah, it's like one half of ALS. It's the upper motor neuron.
I see. Okay. All right, sweetie.
So, well, thank you.
You bet. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Eric, yeah, you can go help her.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Let me see. We got somebody from the 814 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
What's up?
Alisa.
Hey. What's your first name?
I am just so excited.
Who is this?
My name is... This is Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
My name is Lisa. Yes, I've called him before.
Yes,
and,
I recognize you. I thought I recognized that voice.
Yes, I am to meet you one day. I know this. So I am calling in. It's so funny. I want to feel my energy there, buddy. I want to know what it is, and I think I do. I believe it. But, however, I'm just wondering if everything that is coming to me and enlightening me, if it's going to project and I'm going to do exactly what I know I need to help others with. Does that make sense?
What do you think, guys? Ryan, you want to take it first and then follow up with Jennifer/Eric?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Lisa.
Generic?
I'm going to try.
I just say generic. Generic for Jennifer and Eric.
I like it.
I know Eric. Eric is awesome.
Yeah, I'm connecting to you telepathically right now. I can hear the passion. I can feel the passion in your energy field. They're giving me 99.9%. You're almost there. Your mediumship abilities will be exploding this year. Your guides and your angels are telling me to tell you that, you're almost there. But they're gonna meter it and control it for you, so you don't freak out. I mean, it's not like you don't want to be waking up tomorrow morning and start seeing shadow people or start seeing auras or energy fields. That's not quite how it works. They're going to kind of meter it for you and ramp it up for you. So you're like saying, okay. Why do I see that person glowing? Or why can I see colors now?
Yeah, you totally do. I know it.
But if you woke up the next morning and start seeing that stuff, you'd freak out.
I have, and I do.
Awesome, though.
But what they're telling me is that, Lisa, take a chill pill. By the end of this year, they're going to ramp it up for you, and you will be, I'm guessing you'll be ready to be a certified channeling Eric medium, because you'll be like, I can't tell you what your are, but yeah, you're up in the up because your passion is there. You and you're not blocking yourself, not like the previous caller, not trying to throw them under the bus, but because your passion is there, because this is your life path, it's going to come to you. And you're going to be, and like, say, for example, let's just pick a month, October, you're like, oh, my God, did I just see that? Or can I just read that person's energies? Or can I just hear what they're telling me? Or now all of a sudden I'm a human lie detector. You tell your kids, don't you dare lie to me because I can pick
up. Oh, boy. That's an awesome mother to have. To be, anyway. Not to have, but to be. All right, Eric, do you have... Oh, go ahead.
Eric, talk to me there, buddy.
Yeah, so Eric, I like when he gets antsy. He's like ready to, he's like, okay.
Yeah, he's excited.
What he's,
he's very excitable.
Yes, he is. And he said for you and your energy, he said, once you set your mind on something, there is no stopping you. So he's like, you're going to accomplish this because there's no other option as far as you're concerned. Very determined, very determined. So yes, he's just like, nope, no problem. You'll be exactly where you want to be. He said, it might take you a little bit longer, which that annoys you because you don't really, he says the patience could use a little bit of work, but, he said, you'll get there.
I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm coming in
October. On Eric.
You guys changed it from August to October, but I'm coming.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, maybe Eric.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Practice on Eric because he's supposedly pretty easy to channel.
Yes.
His energy is pretty
he's
recognizable,
actually,
I guess.
Actually, he said he's already shown up to you. Have you already met Eric that way?
Yes, I've met Eric several times, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I know exactly who you are. And it actually was through this channel, through Jen.
Yeah, cool.
And I watched, and I was like, oh, my God, there it is. And I just want to let you know, Lisa, that I
yes,
used to be a preacher's wife in the Pentecostal faith, and I am
a divorced one. Oh, my God.
And I am going into this, and it is a battle.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I know I'll be connected to the proper people to do what I need to do to help people. Does that make sense?
That reminds me of a joke. Well, maybe it's real. But anyway, so this couple this elderly couple lives in Minneapolis. It's freezing as hell. And so, of course, hell is not freezing. But anyway, so they decided to go for a little while to Florida. But the travel arrangements were such that he had to go first and she couldn't come right away. So he checked into the hotel and noticed, wow, they got computers in the room. Wow, or in the hotel. So he, sent her an email, but he messed up on the email address by one letter. So it went to another person, and the lady that it was sent to, her husband had just died, and she was coming home from the funeral. She goes to her computer to see, the well wishes and the condolences, and then she reads the message and faints. And her son comes in and was, like, horrified and looks at what she read, and it was like, subject, I have arrived, the time, and all that kind of stuff. It says, well, I've checked in, and it went very smoothly. You wouldn't believe it, but they have computers here now. And they're already planning for your arrival tomorrow. And I hope your check-in goes as easily as mine did. By the way, it sure is hot down here. So that was funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh. All right, Lisa. Well, I'll see you later then, girl.
You definitely will. Thank you. I love you guys. Have a great evening.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Ryan, what about my energy? Can you read anything from my energy field? It's black.
They're giving me the word pipe. You got to drop your shoulders. You got to drop your shoulders a little hyper.
I know. You're, oh, my God. You're right.
You have the innate ability to think a million miles a second, yet you keep everything together. You run type shit. You're the glue of the family. So,
tell me that.
I'm just thinking through all your fields right now, and you run a tight ship, but they're telling you to slow down a little bit, maybe take a vacation.
Everybody tells me that. I'm going to go fishing this weekend, so I'll be good. Okay. Thank you for that. And, I hope this wasn't the one I just picked, but we got somebody from the 203 area code. Hi there. How are you doing? Anybody home?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I got on.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. What is your first name?
I am so happy. I have to tell you, this is so funny. It's not funny, but I just went through very strong chemotherapy. And while I was laying on the couch, I found Channeling Eric. I have no idea how I found it. I'm like, okay, this is definitely
Eric probably nudged you there, or one of your loved ones.
Absolutely.
Yep.
is so cool. I don't really have a question other than how am I doing and how are my two sons. I have a wonderful caregiver. My oldest son came home from New York to take care of me, and I'm very grateful. But I have to. I've always had knowing that I'm here for a reason. But I think I've gotten through this so much easier because of all you guys, just listening and watching.
Oh, that feels so
it's
good.
Wonderful.
Thank you. That's awesome. So Ryan, you want to start, and then we'll follow up with generic.
I didn't catch your first name, ma'am.
Denise.
Oh, we didn't
Denise?
Ask. How rude.
That's okay.
Denise. Okay.
Yes.
Give me 3 seconds to connect you telepathically here, Denise. Right. Physically, my third eye is blowing up on fire right now. It's just like a bick to a cigarette right in the middle of my forehead. You need to stop ignoring your mediumship abilities, which you are doing. What else are you telling me? Come on, guys. That was kind of rude for me to say that. I would recommend you. The only other thing I'd recommend that you do is go out and get a chakra attunement. Go out and see a healer. It can be done distantly wise by myself or anybody else, and get your 7 chakras all tuned up and squared away. Some of them are slowing down a little bit, but you have the potential. You have that mediumship ability to be a psychic, and you're ignoring it just a little bit. Well, just a little bit. You are ignoring it.
Well, she got other things on her plate, though. Right?
Yeah, well, is what the guys, this is her. Denise, real quick. Get a copy of your numerology report, okay?
Okay.
Your numerology report is kind of like the cliff notes. It's not cheat sheet, but it'll just help you understand your life's purpose because you're a little confused in that area. That's what they're telling me. They're like, I don't know what I really want to do. I do, but I don't. It's not like I'm 18 years old and I'm working at Menards or Home Depot or Lowe's. You are doing what you should be, what you could be doing, but you have a greater potential to be doing everything else. Your numerology will help you. Okay.
So she's got a bigger life's purpose. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just do yourself a solid, Denise, and get a copy of your numerology report, and what I'm saying to you now will be clear to you in regards to your 6th chakra, okay? Your awareness of the spirit world, okay?
Wow.
And,
Eric, do you have anything to say, sweetie?
Yes, actually, so what he's saying is that because of this illness, because of the chemo and stuff that you've done, he says this has given you a new way of looking at life, he said, because you used to stress about so much stuff and worry about so much stuff that you had no control over, that you weren't in charge of, that you couldn't do anything about, that he says a lot of times never even did, come to be. And he said going through this, moving forward, you're going to be able to let go of a lot of that excess worry. Do you understand that? Oh, my goodness, Eric, my young man, you are completely spot on.
Wow.
Yes, I already
it's a
feel
gift.
That.
He says this is a gift. This is a gift. This sickness, this illness was a gift. I know that's
kind
of a weird way to put it.
I agree. It was a gift. It is a gift.
Yes. Because he says now you can appreciate life and what you're here to do in a way that you would never have been able to had you not been through this.
Yes, I agree. I knew it.
That's awesome. All right, well, we're going to be sending prayers and healing energy away. You know, Veronica does numerology reports, and I think Raylene does too.
Okay.
And, of course, Ryan, if you want him to tune you up chakra-wise, that sounds good. It probably will help the illness too, will it? I mean, I don't know. I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here.
It'll help.
Well,
it'll help. It don't take long, and that's like a 30-minute job. I mean, you don't have to spend a million bucks. That does, Denise.
That's good.
Well, yeah, as long as I don't have too many voices coming in.
No,
not like that. But I do. I do dream of everyone that's over on the other side. They were with me the whole time I was sick. Yeah.
That
was
so
wonderful.
Amazing. Oh, they probably
you guys are amazing.
Well, you are too. We're all amazing. We're all perfect, right?
Aren't we?
We're all part of the
beautiful
collective. All right, girl.
Well,
Denise,
thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good night.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye. Oh, she sounds awesome. Okay, got one from the 828 area code. Hi there. How are you doing? Anybody home?
Me?
Yes, you. Hi. How are you doing? What is your first name? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Who am I talking to? Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I was just listening intently. I didn't know how the people came on to be talking.
Yeah, I bet it's confusing. Have you got a particular question you want to ask? Go ahead.
Well, Ryan mentioned it on Facebook today, and this is the first time I've been able to sit in. Of course, I have followed you and Eric for a few years now, but this is awesome. I like it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Have you got a specific question for anybody?
Let them give me their idea about me if they can, because I'm caught off guard. I did not realize when you said 828, I thought, oh, there's somebody else in my area code.
Oh, it couldn't be me. It couldn't be me.
So if they can just give me, you know, what comes to them, that will be sufficient.
Sounds good. Go for it, guys. Who wants to start?
I keep wanting to say go dancing. I don't know why.
My
gosh.
Go
out with the live music and go dancing.
Yeah,
I would break
I love music, and I've always loved to dance. But I live in a small town in western North Carolina, and the nearest place to really go dancing is like an hour away. So I understand that. I love it. I love always love dancing. There's just not a lot
club.
Of opportunities here.
Hey, start your own dance club. Do you belong to a church or anything that you could start a dance club? Do some salsa.
Say that again.
Do you have a church or anything like that, that where you can start a dance club of your own?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm in a very small town.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm 67, and I have probably the energy of a 45-year-old I try to take care of myself. Ryan has actually done an energy healing on me. It's been probably over a year ago, and I had never had a long-distance healing and energy session, and it blew me away.
Oh my gosh.
You know, because I talked to him afterwards, and I went, I felt everything. And I think Ohio, and I'm in North Carolina. I said, how does this happen, you know?
Now, he is amazing. He is absolutely amazing.
He is amazing. Ask Eric if he has any words of wisdom for me.
He's the one telling you to get out there and go dancing. He says, even if you got to drive an hour away, he says, you can do it. You can drive an hour away. You need this energy in your life, he said. You need this excitement.
That sounds great. Thank you, Eric.
What do you think about Ryan?
Well, that explains my notes, and I appreciate the compliments. I try to be as humble as I possibly can, and I want to let you know, Vicky, that I wrote down a couple things here. The first one was cold feet, which now makes sense to me because you get a little cold feet, you don't want to go out dancing.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Because I'm sitting here writing down, and my feet got cold, and I was listening to you. Why are my feet cold? But I just wrote down anyways. I said, okay, cold feet. And then I wrote down tight jaw muscles. I don't, and usually that correlates to having your throat shot for her not speaking your truth. So I would encourage you to call a spade sometimes. And sometimes I think you may hold back a little bit. So how do you solve all this problem? Just like the previous caller, go get your chakras, go get them tuned and balanced, get them greasing, get them spinning again. And that can solve all your problems. Okay.
I have no clue how to do that.
get yourself hooked up with
you. Ryan can
I'm sorry.
I can help you with that. Yeah. But I was just trying to figure out why the heck are my feet so cold? This sucks. I got to put on some wool socks in the middle of summer.
You're saying my feet are cold?
No. Yeah, because that's
I mean, actually,
thing.
My feet are a little too warm.
I think he's saying you have cold. You have cold feet about going dancing.
Okay.
It's from a metaphorical standpoint.
It would be
it's
nice
a metaphorical
if I
point, yeah.
knew some
yeah.
people that I could go with. Now, back a few years ago, I just got up and went. I just went by myself. I found a place I felt comfortable, and I just went by myself. But, you know, it's a little different. I guess I've always loved to sing. I've always loved to dance. I listen to music all the time. So,
so
I guess it's something that I've had a yearning to do that.
You don't belong to a church or any other club, right?
No, I'm spiritual. I'm not religious.
Yeah, me neither. What about a Unitarian
church? If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
I live it every moment of every day.
Good. Is there a Unitarian church, like a non-denominational church?
There probably is, but I'm not an organized
religion person,
service kind of person.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm more of a nature person.
Yeah.
I love nature.
Me too. I love it.
Yeah. So, anyway, I mean, I evidently need to do this.
Yes.
So I'll
You'll
be thinking along those lines.
Dance with Eric in your living room, okay?
Yeah. just really quick, like anything else, Vicki, if you don't do it, the energies of the universe are going to kind of force your hand. They're going to kind of hold your feet to the fire. Speaking of cold feet, that's not a double pun.
Yeah.
But
how's it going?
You know what I'm saying? They're going to say, Vicki, gosh dang it.
Yeah.
You do this
they're in
now.
Other, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, that sounds great. Thank you. Yeah.
Bye, Vicki. Thank you.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
I love that southern voice. North Carolina. Okay. Now, let's see. We got one from the 814 area code. Hey, what's up? Anybody home?
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Who are we speaking with?
Are you talking
with?
To me, Ellie?
Yep, I sure am.
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Chris. Hi, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Usually I'm not home on Thursday nights, and I did not decide to stay home tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad. Awesome. Do you have a special question?
Pardon me?
Do you have a special question for Ryan and Eric?
Well, first of all, I would like to see what they Ryan has to say about my energy or anything about me would be great.
Okay.
Well, we will hot mess you are. I'm just
pardon me?
You know what? You're running a tight ship. I'm scanning your energy fields physically. I'm not picking up anything. Emotionally, it's a very, very, I call it not depression. Maybe they're giving a D. Depression.
What?
Like depression. That was in the past.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, that was probably in the past. Spirit is timeless, so sometimes the depression maybe was happening 6 months ago. I don't know. Spiritually, you need to follow your heart's desire like a previous caller did and and Explore Your Mediumship Abilities. They're giving me the book Ghosts Among Us by James von Prague. I've read it a couple times. You should probably explore that. And
the
also
ghost,
get into
what is it called? Is it called The
Ghost
Among Us? Oh, okay.
Yes. And also pick up both of Elisa's books if you haven't read both of their books already. Okay?
Okay.
So three
awesome.
Books, three books for you to read. Yeah. Yep. Besides that, getting the rest of your energy fields here really quick. I'm not picking up anything else. No muscle aches, no. Not picking up any diseases or any hurts to the organs.
Great.
I think, you're running a tight ship there, Chris.
Well, I'll tell you, I do a lot of volunteer work with my art. I love to paint and create, and I help out our school and pretty much anybody that's needed. But I feel like I am like hitting with my creativity a block. Like I do this for a living. My husband passed 6 years ago, and I've been doing this for like 30 some years. So I'm just kind of feeling like I'm getting to the end of this, of my creativity, like not
no.
to do the work.
No.
No.
I'm sorry, Eric's jumping in. No, it's just changing. It's not coming
okay.
to an end. It's changing. The way you do it is going to change. He said, don't fight against. Don't fight against how it's going to change. Just go with it. But no, the creativity is not not coming to an end. Not at all.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Soul is always going to need to express itself, and that is creativity. Have you ever read the books by Michel Cassou? C A S S O U.
Elise, I'm a visual person, so I don't really read. I listen,
but she might have it on. Yes, she might have audiobooks, but she's got a wonderful book called Point Zero for people who have artists with creative blocks. The way to shift your perspective. A lot of artists, instead of concentrating on the journey, they concentrate on the end result and the value of it and whether they can sell it, whether people can like it. But anyway, she really is very, very helpful in that. So Michel Cassou, look her up. So she's a sweet lady. She gives workshops too, by the way.
I do have to jump in because Eric's chattering in my ear frantically before you go. You're going to paint a series. You need to look into doing a series of pictures that tell a story.
I do. I work with wood, actually. I work with wood. That would be something really, really different for me. I'm more so a builder with wood, and I work with wood, and then I paint the wood. And like I said, I've had a good business for like 30-some years doing this, and now it's I have to do this for a living since my husband passed, so for extra income. So I just felt like I was hitting a block, or maybe it's because I'm so overwhelmed because I'm taking over or taking on too much that I've just like come to a brick wall.
This is why you need to go to a Michel Cassou workshop or listen to her books or whatever, because that's probably what happened. All of a sudden, art became a requirement for survival.
Right.
And
it's
very difficult to get the creative juices when you have to think, oh, my God, am I going to be able to make the ends meet this month with my art? So anyway, look into her. And I think we have to close now. So,
can I ask you just one real important question? I'm sorry. I know. My daughter is expecting through in vitro twins. She has lost three babies this past year. So she had two eggs implanted, and we got two healthy babies growing at 9 weeks. Would these happen to be the same little souls that she lost? And will she carry them full term, do you think, Ryan or Eric?
Okay, first of all, baby aspirin every day. Every day until at least through the first trimester. Never take it in the third trimester. I have had so many people sustain their pregnancies with this advice, and I don't know why doctors don't recommend this. A lot of people have anti-cardiolipin antibodies that attack the implanted fetus, and they lose them. Baby aspirin every day.
Okay.
And
okay.
Also, I recommend DHEA, 25 milligrams every day. I've gotten a lot of people pregnant that way. That sounds weird, but go ahead. Real quick, because I don't want to run into the other show.
New souls.
Quick.
These are new souls.
Okay.
These are new souls.
Not the
and
same
she
one.
Will carry
yes.
the whole, since she'll carry both of them close to full term, that they'll survive? Eric?
It,
yeah. He won't give that answer. He won't give it.
I bet she will. If she takes the baby aspirin every day and the DHEA 25 milligrams, she probably will be fine. All right, so we'll pray. We'll send our prayers.
Thank
and,
you so much.
You betcha. All right, Jennifer, you can get in touch with her via psychic medium jenniferdoran.com. And Ryan, how can people get in touch with you? Because it looks like a lot of people need to.
HealingsThroughSpirit.com or HealingsThroughSpirit@gmail.com.
All right. Sounds good. You know, I got to make sure that you're on my links list. HealingsThroughSpirit.com. All right.
Healing.
Sounds good, everybody.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, people, for listening to us and being a part of our show. Thank you, LiveParanormal.com. And thank you, everybody else in the world. All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks,
and
Lisa.
Will...
Bye.
Thank you. I will see you guys. I will be coming here next Thursday.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.